At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Joining us now to talk... Instead of the Kings, let's focus on Kobe and the Golden State Warriors, a guy who won three NBA titles with the LA Lakers, with Kobe Bryant and Shaq and that crew. Rick Fox joining us on Yahoo Sports Radio. Rick, I'm Steve Bunin, along with Brian Barrett. How are you today?
I'm well. Just down here downtown, taking in the last waning hours leading up to what will be Kobe's last game. Hard to believe, but 20 years is a long enough time, probably, he'd tell you. He seems okay with it, so therefore I am too.
I think some people would say it may be a couple years too long. I'm not going to just rail on the guy on his last day on the job, so to speak. But I know you saw him in his heyday, and certainly he's not the same player because of the Achilles that he was back then. If you could take Kobe in his prime, or say LeBron in his prime, or Tim Duncan in his prime, I know you played with him, so maybe you're biased, but how would that analysis go in your mind?
Well, I would start by saying, in terms of, too long, he's definitely been a victim of his own excellence the last 3 years, the benchmark with which he set, which we were spoiled at watching him for, 17 years perform at, made it difficult for him to exit gracefully and not have us, point to the fact that maybe he was pushing it beyond the point of returns. But look, I mean, I think he earned that. He earned that, and rightfully so. I think of a lot of people that have played 2-3 years in this league too long, and they only played 3 years. So, for me, I want to celebrate him today. My little rant there caused me to lose the question. His prime.
Him in his prime. How great was he?
I saw him up close, and I have a lot of respect for the other two individuals you named, but I'm biased. I'm the wrong guy to ask. I take Kobe Bryant on one leg the last 3 years and before I take anyone else.
Rick, you, of course, got to share a locker room with Kobe Bryant, won three championships with Kobe Bryant, and one of the things we've heard, obviously, over the years is what a great competitor he is, and he's one of the most competitive people in the history of the sport, not just this sport, sports in general. Do you have a story that kind of highlights just what a competitive guy Kobe is?
I saw it close and personal because he was trying to take my job the first few years I got to LA. So he was on my back constantly. And look, I knew it was only a matter of time before something had to give. And fortunately for me, it was a couple other players getting traded out to create room for him. And we ended up playing alongside each other for a while. But I just think this the attention to excellence across the board in his life, and how in tune he is to the details of mastering so many areas. Obviously, basketball being the first thing in his life that he's thrown himself in wholeheartedly and completely to become the best he could become. And we look back 20 years now and see what appeared to be like bull in a china shop, although he was never clumsy. But he was always, at times, at a young age, maybe a little reckless and destructive. But a lot of that was just honing those skills and getting himself attuned to what it would mean to be an NBA a legend, not just an NBA player. He's left a mark, and that came maybe with some ungraceful starts to his career. But eventually, it was pretty graceful for about 15 of those 20 years.
Rick Fox, we wish we had so much more time, but we've got a hard commercial break we have to hit. We appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing the stories, the insight you had with Kobe Bryant as he looks down the final game of his career tonight in L.A. Rick Fox joining us. Thank you so much for your time, Rick.
You're welcome.
Rick Fox joining us thanks to Progressive. Comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive.